Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Eggs Trend Addict, courtesy of Johnny Davis. I am Jack. That's Miles. This is a What's Trending.
You like Eggs Benedict?
Yeah, I do.
It's actually one of my go-to. If I go to like fancy brunch or like a breakfast place, that normally, like when I go to a diner, I like corned beef hash and eggs. That's just my straight up fucking
love
plowman's breakfast. But if you go somewhere nicer, that's the only thing that will turn my eye, isn't a good Eggs Benny.
I like to get a Eggs Benny with a side of fries, because back was working at a restaurant, the chef would always make a little extra hollandaise sauce for us.
I remember this.
And fries, and that,
When are you going to do that for
your
kids?
Also like when I was like young and like real... just like hungry all the time, couldn't really afford to like feed myself. So that was like what I would have for dinner. Yeah. And like now it's like the greatest food memory I have.
Yeah. Those are the days when you're like, I just need the most dense amount of calories to get my like scraggly teen or early 20s body like across the finish line of my workday.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway.
All right, let's talk about some things that are trending. XXL put out a poll asking who your favorite rapper is and who is the GOAT, as well as saying underrated, overrated rappers. I don't feel up to the underrated, overrated question because I'm not. I can tell you who underrated and overrated children's musicians are these days, but I'm not qualified.
Okay, so. If we go down through, first one, favorite rapper of all time. Go, Jack, who's your favorite? My favorite rapper, for me personally, in terms of just like who I've gone to see the most times live, is probably Jay-Z.
Okay. My favorite, I was going to say, I'd probably go Andre 3000 for favorite. Okay. Just because like, I like every verse like of every song he's ever appeared on. And also just like from day one, I was in love with that dude's verses. Him or like Ghostface,
Bling Bling era.
It feels weird to go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say the Bling Bling era thoroughly poisoned my brain. You know, like that was like big oversized white tee Jay-Z was me, was I. I am, he is I and I am him, you know, seated on 20-inch rims with the tilted brim or however that rhyme goes by him. But yeah, there was something about, I think it's just like a time in my life because overall, like I don't listen to that much Jay-Z anymore. But like when I think of like the amount of emotional energy I expended around Jay-Z, like it's a lot. You know, I peed my pants at Coachella to not lose my spot front row.
Right, to not lose your spot in the front. Yeah, that is part of the Miles lore.
Not many people I'm Liam Neeson-ing it for like that. So,
you know. also, like Ghostface or, you know, like it feels weird to leave Wu-Tang out.
Yeah, you know.
The Wu family.
They're more like people I want to kick it with. Like I want to see a Wu-Tang, like I want to see the members fight in person. Like I want to see one of those arguments in person. Okay, yes. Rapper you dislike.
Rapper I dislike? I just don't really pay attention to rappers who, I'd say probably since he's being brought up as one of, like in the GOAT conversation, I'd probably say Eminem is underrated or overrated. I mean, he had like a couple really good albums, but like he's, you know, definitely trailed off and his music still sells like he's.
And now he's like apologizing for his like shitty behavior. He's like, I'm sorry to Rihanna. It's like, okay.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I think the ones I dislike are probably the new generation. Okay. The only thing I have a really big feeling on is the underrated rapper. And for me personally, it's Little Sims from the UK. She is fucking ridiculous lyrically. And I feel like she does not get the kind of props over here that she should be. Because like when I listen to her tracks, I'm like, yo, this is, you better watch out. Like this, there's wordplay in here that people are sleeping on. And the GOAT category, I mean, like that's too divisive, but living. Right.
Yeah.
Active living now, Kendrick.
Yeah, I was going to go Kendrick. Just like nobody else has just that, you know, batting 1,000. Just everything he puts out, every album he puts out is fire. Like, so musically, like he's producing great albums and the rhymes are hard to argue with. And then like when he appears on another track, it's pretty pretty electric. I would go Kendrick probably for GOAT. He's not getting brought up a lot. I think people are kind of forgetting about him because he hasn't released anything in a while.
If you don't listen, remember Control, that fucking track that came out with Jay Alec and Big Sean. Listen to his fucking
that's what
verse
I was thinking
on that.
Of his verse on Control.
Or him when he flips the J. Cole Black Friday beat and to do his own thing on it. Woo! But anyway, that's, you know, but either way, we all
his
win.
Appearance on Control is like the scene on the boat at the end of The Lost World where there's just like body parts strewn about.
Right.
It's just like what the fuck happened here?
Like a monster was on deck. Anyway, so that's that.
Do you like the J Electronica stuff that's been released this year? I liked that first album.
It's not bad.
I thought it was pretty dope.
I've been like getting very much retrospective with a lot of music I've listened to this year because I've so many things passed me by. Like you know, the last Schoolboy Q album I barely listened to. And I'm like, I really like Schoolboy Q. So
yeah.
He's also underrated. And Anna Hosni just popped in the chat. She says, underrated Iggy Azalea. Okay.
Yeah. She does. She has always written hard for Iggy.
I mean, because that's true. Like, I'm just off of the strength of like her lyrics. I guess you could say something. I remember, like, if we're gonna talk about Kendrick's
Cardi,
Control,
I think,
verse,
is underrated.
She's just making. Yeah, she can't miss right now with her hits.
Right.
But like lyrically, maybe. But here's the thing. I mean, like, let's just hear some bars real quick from Iggy Azalea. Because we got to talk this. Uh-huh. Go, Iggy. What's that? Let him know with these lyrics.
I feel fucking hunt.
You feel hunt? Okay.
Tire marks.
Huh?
Finish line with fire marks.
Uh-huh.
We really start to run away train.
Uh-huh.
Master, she know the pants got spit like a pet. Her raptor, bench, her dead like gold, like dash, her fast, her motorbike faster. He ain't gotta get a bitch, pass him a raptor. White bitch, go back, blow like a wind.
I mean, motherfucking bars, you know.
What is that?
That's straight bars, Jack. That's why Anna knows the truth. all my hip hop takes. You know what I mean? So yeah, salute the Queen Iggy and her Australianness. Might anyway.
Tanya Roberts is trending. She is a actress, legendary actress who she was like it hit the wire that she had passed, and then like it hit the wire that she had not passed and was still alive. And then she did pass like 24 hours later. So just a weird, I don't know, like the strange bungling of a celebrity death announcement by her people.
Yeah, because like the thing was her husband thought that she had died in his arms, apparently. And then he had kind of left the hospital being like, oh, she's effectively dead. And then he relayed that to the publicist. And then he got another call from a doctor saying she just passed away. And he's like, oh, I thought she, So then like this sort of, you know, stop start announcement happened. But my God, I'll always love her on That 70s Show. Even though I didn't see her, you know, I don't know much about Charlie's Angels and the other stuff, like Sheena or the Beastmaster, but I know about her on That 70s Show. You will be missed, Midge Pinciotti.
Matt James is trending. That is the name of the new Bachelor.
Yep.
He's hot.
He's apparently hot. He's Christian. They're loving it. Women are screaming when they were like seeing him. It's a whole thing. And first Black Bachelor. Mm. So shout out to him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is one of those names that transcends The Bachelor in that I think I've been hearing talk of him since like he was on a season of The Bachelorette, I think, right? Like years ago, and people have been clamoring for him to be The Bachelor for a little while now.
No, he was a friend.
He was a... But he was... So Anna Hosnier is coming in, let me know I'm wrong. But he was people were picking him, right, to be the next Bachelor for a while, or wanting him to be.
He was like a satellite Wu-Tang member.
He was a friend of one of the most popular contestants ever, and he grew to popularity due to his presence on this other guy's Instagram, and they needed a hot black guy, basically. It's very problematic.
And I said, no matter how many checks ABC was willing to drop off at my doorstep, none of which I cashed. But yeah, he was like, he's like Memphis Bleek to Jay-Z, you know, like he just kind of, the proximity to that person, like, okay, well,
we can
get you some, although better, you know, but look, I don't want to throw shade on Memphis' name because I love the early Rockefeller stuff, even though it's not that great.
Yeah, that was actually your initial pick for underrated.
Memphis Bleek?
Memphis Bleek.
I mean, Memphis Bleek is money, Memphis Bleek is murder.
PAGOP, that I believe stands for Pennsylvania Grand Old Party.
Yep, Grand Old Party.
What's going on there?
It's just chaos right now because there's a new session of the Pennsylvania State Senate, and the Republicans wanted to removed the Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, that big burly motherfucker who's like scary as shit, like just through the, you know, procedural votes were like, okay, you're leaving, because he wasn't going to allow them to vote on a motion to like basically keep a guy who won his election from being seated. So it's just even though his election has been certified by the state, the challenger to the to this election was basically saying like, oh, it's contested, I'm not accepting it, blah blah blah. So the state Republicans aren't going to swear him in, and then that's what this is leading to, and it's a whole bunch of nonsense right now.
So the whole thing that we've been talking about with, you know, Trump's half-assed, keeps tripping over his own dick coup is actually going to have repercussions down the line because it has normalized this attempt to just overturn the results of elections. That's what we're seeing here at a local level at a state level, I guess.
Right. And it's just so craven and in your face. Like they're doing the thing Trump wish he could do. It'd be like, no, we don't like that this guy won, so fuck it. Yeah. And for all the rah-rah shit that's happening on the right, I mean, like, I guess that's probably why they have a vision of, you know, progressives, Democrats, liberals doing something unilaterally to them, because that's how they view power, being like, oh, no, no, once you have it, then you bash the shit out of everybody with it. And that's right. What they fear, like the bashing of their nonsense. But whatever. It's just created a lot of headlines, but it's just purely, I believe, unconstitutional since this person like is a duly elected politician.
Right. And finally, there is a, you know, I'm a sucker for these sorts of tweets. That's like, you know, it's asking you to pick the five NBA most influential NBA players of the last three decades. Somebody did a bad Photoshop of like a Mount Rushmore with Kobe, Michael Jordan, Steph Curry, and LeBron James. And they're saying who should be fifth, even though Mount Rushmore only has four faces. Uh-huh. And, you know, a lot of people are saying Iverson. I think it's somewhat redundant to have Kobe and Michael because Kobe was sort of modeled on Michael Jordan.
Right.
But it's hard. I'm obviously not going to say take either of those dudes off. I think Iverson is a good pick. Yeah, you could take off Steph Curry, but he has. I do think, like, if the question is influential, like the dude has changed the way
he has. But Allen Iverson changed culture. You know what I mean? Like him pulling up, tatted the fuck up like that. It completely changed how anyone viewed what like the aesthetic was of basketball, hip hop. It like, you know, fucking white kids had their like white, you know, the sleeve armbands on pretending to be Allen and all that shit. I don't know who you unseat, but Allen Iverson definitely has to be in there. That's just without a shadow of a doubt, because I think for all of, you know, people wanting to just focus on like what he's doing on the court, which was amazing. This man also influenced the culture in a way that is just to this day, people are still, you know, emulating.
It's also weird that there's not a single big man on there. Like, it's all guards, basically.
Right.
You know, LeBron is a power forward, but, you know, Shaq, Hakeem Olajuwon, both in the last 30 years, probably belong somewhere in the conversation at the very
it's
least.
It's just like it's a crowded mountain, you know. You know what I mean? That's all it is. So it's hard to do these things.
All right. Well, those are some things that are trending right now.
Chris Jackson. We are back. Put Chris Jackson on there. Put Chris Jackson on there. That motherfucker, he was a rebel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All those dudes. And who was the dude on
Raouf.
Craig Hodges? Raouf.
Craig Hodges, yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's what we actually kind of need to start doing. It's like, yeah, we know these motherfuckers could ball, but like there are also some people who were ahead of their fucking time sort of societally in the game.
And got blackballed. Yeah.
So I forward a motion to change Mount Rushmore into Mount Illumination, where we illuminate those who have been cast into the shadows for standing up or just believing in some shit that was truer than what other people believe. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, watching games where Chris Jackson is like on is kind of otherworldly.
Yeah.
It's similar to Steph Curry, but his shot's almost like pure. It's a beautiful thing. Anyways, that is what's trending. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, stay inside, wear a mask, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.